Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 5-6.
Gotham City always brings a smile to my face. Wait till they get a load of me.
Hand of Satan. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the first month, on the third day of the first month. Dear Dan, toward the end of 2009, G6 decided once again to restructure the workflow of the department I am in. This time it affected every job in the department. They put every job out to bid in department. Each employee was allowed to apply for 3 picks of the jobs they wanted, with seniority being one of the deciding factors. The effective date of the new job assignments was to be 1 January 2010. Because I was low in seniority, I did not get any of my picks. The only job left that was a full-time position and still on third shift was called Z2. It was a conglomerate of a patchwork of areas to clean, with alternating days off and different starting times in order to fill in on other people's days off. That's the job I ended up with. It entailed working in 3 different departments and some common area work. The departments are G6A, G6C, and G6D. So I began what was to become the most challenging part of my tenure to date at G6, both physically and spiritually. I learned some time in the spring of 2010, through one of his podcasts, that Steve Gregg would be in the Seattle area for most of the summer. In addition to his radio talk show, he hosts and teaches a course about the Kingdom of God, and the upcoming summer he would be physically present at a YWAM base outside of Monroe called Numa Springs. He indicated on his show that visitors would be welcome to the meetings on Thursday nights, so they would be open to the public. I thought it would be neat to attend one of the meetings and meet Mr. Gregg in person. The meetings were to run from June through the summer to the end of August, so I purposed to attend a session as my schedule would allow. 2 things occurred at work about this time that come to mind. One day in early July, I was at work, standing outside at a makeshift smoking area, getting ready to start the shift. I was scheduled to work in G6D with a starting time of 11 p.m., While I was sitting outside pondering about and looking forward to going to Numa Springs, I had a new spiritual experience. I felt the pressure of an angry spirit come up to me and get in my face, pressing right up against my chest. I knew my immediate response was to resist, so I did. But I had never before felt such a pronounced presence of an evil spirit. It was very wroth and angry. I didn't know if it was a demon, a fallen angel, or a Satan. I really didn't care. Operationally, I did what Scripture says to do. Quote, "Submit myself therefore unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee." Unquote. The next thing happened within a day or two of the first, and very likely preceded it. I had occasion to go into the parking garage just below G6D. My going into the garage was engineered by the Lord, who had Gabe make sure that I accidentally dropped a biohazard bag into the laundry chute that emptied into a cart in a room below the parking garage. So I had to go where I have no usual or routine reason to go and retrieve the bag. Two things happened at once in the garage. First, I felt the presence of an evil spirit, not like the one in the description above. This was less pronounced and not in my face, but I knew there was an evil presence in the garage. At the same time, I noticed a bumper sticker on a car with words that blasphemed God in no uncertain terms. These things were the Lord's revealing to me Satan's resources that would be used in what was to become a full court press of the devil to remove me from my place of employment at G6. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.
So, gentlemen, that's how it is. Until
Jesus
resurfaces. I'm the acting president, and I say, starting with this anniversary festival, we run the city into the ground.
Why don't we hear this from
Jesus?
Yeah. And what's with that stupid grin?
Life's been good to me.
What if we say no?
Well, Tony, nobody wants a war. If we can't do business, why, we'll just shake hands and that'll be it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Antoine got a little hot under the collar.
You're crazy.
Had you ever heard of the healing power of laughter? Now get out of here!
You heard him, let's go! Move it, move it!
Move it!
Then think it over. Follow that reporter, Knox. Take your camera. See what he knows about this Batman.
Yes, sir.
Your pals, they're not bad people. Maybe we, ought to give him a couple of days to think it over. No.
Jesus.
Now.
I'm glad you did.